Good. Yeah. All right. That's actually what I'm going to talk today about, because, I mean, thank you for Dave for going and starting me off. But anyways, I was thinking about, who is Jesus? I mean, like, who he is to me, and why do I love him so much? And I started to think about, you know, I came up with, like, what is five things, the reason why I love God so much? And so, the first one was forgiveness. And I talked about this before in my last lesson, but I would kind of hit on it again. Is forgiveness, God forgiving us all, right? And I'm so happy that he forgave me, because I don't deserve it at all, and he knows that I don't deserve it. But he asked of us to forgive other people. And if you turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and it reads, I should actually have a Bible, not on my phone, but no, it's okay. And it says, be kind and loving to each other. Forgive each other forgive each other the same as God forgive you through Christ. And like it says right there, we're supposed to forgive each other, right? I mean, what happened today is, not today, but during day camp is, one of these kids named Isaiah, right? Words don't describe him. And what happened was, I was driving him home, and he said, oh, I forgot my key, right? So I'm thinking, oh, man, I have to go take him somewhere else because he locked out, and I have to go. And he was like, yeah, can you take me to, like, this place, right? So I'm like, okay. But then, as we were leaving, all the kids were like, oh, Jaquan, you know he had his key the whole time. He was just lying to you. So I'm thinking, wait, so Isaiah, you lied to me? And he just continued to lie to me. Like, no, I don't have it for real. And he continued, until we finally got to his house. And he said, okay, I was lying, right? So I dropped him off. But then the next day, right, he got my wrath. Because I took him in there, and I started talking about how lying to me is unforgivable, right? I told him, like, that's not, you know, I got onto him hard for it. And I told him, I'm like, I'm not going to take you anywhere else. But I started to talk to him a little bit, and he like, well, I didn't think you were ever going to take me if you lied to me. I mean, if I told you the truth, of course. And I'm like, it's not up to you. It's up to me to decide what to do with you. But, you know, at the end of the day, we talked it out, and I forgave him. But I didn't forget, because I didn't take him wherever else again. But it just goes to show that I just trying to be like Jesus. And so shall we. I mean, we all should be kind of like striving forth to forgive our enemies and our friends and anybody else. So if we continue on, the next one I want to talk about is sacrifice. I mean, another reason why I love God so much is the fact that he sacrificed his life for me. And the reason why I follow him so much, because he sacrificed his own life for me. He died on the cross, right? And he asked us all the time, he said, hey, why don't you sacrifice for me? And I'm thinking, every time he asked that question, I mean, why do I need a sacrifice? Right? I'm like, oh yeah. He said to me, Jaquan, give this up. And I'm like, I mean, do I really need to give this up? And then he always says to me, you think your sacrifice was harder than mine? And every single time it made me think, I mean, it's not. And I have to sacrifice. And I should be like that all the time. I mean, for a verse, you go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Next time, make sure I get a Bible. It says, so I beg you, brothers and sisters, because of the great mercy God has shown us, offer your life as a living sacrifice to him. To offer that is the only is for God and to please Him. Consider what He has done. It is only right that you should worship Him in this way. Right? We gotta sacrifice our lives to Him like He did to us. And that's amazing, right? That is actually amazing to see somebody do that. I mean, basically what I'm saying is, I mean, that is kind of the core reason why I follow Jesus, because He sacrificed His life for me. And that says that's the ultimate sacrifice. And I love Him for it. And I guess that's all I really can say about it. I mean, let's just move on. So the next one is, the next one is prayer, right? God prayed all the time. You always hear him in the Bible say, oh yeah, he just leave and go somewhere else, and he just started to pray to himself. I mean, I can't blame him. I do that all the time. I don't pray to myself, but I talk to myself all the time. And it's kind of special, right? I don't know if I pray the same as I used to. I pray a lot differently. I don't know. Because I used to pray almost like I was talking to, like, a friend. I don't know. I always used to say, every time I start off a prayer, I used to say, how are you doing, God? Are you doing well today? I don't know why. But I would. I mean, because I just used to think, like, he's like my father or my friend or somebody that's really special to me. And I just don't want to talk about myself so much. I want to talk to him. And I don't know. I guess I kind of lost that thought process. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know if it's good. I don't know if that's how you pray. All I was told is to pray just to talk to him, like, just to talk to him. And so, I don't know. I mean, praying to God is very important, because, you know, we got to keep that relationship built in on. And if you got to say, oh yeah, if I want to follow this person so much, you got to know about him, and we got to, you know, talk to him so he can keep on working into our lives. And yeah, I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, I do got a verse for that too. So if you go to Mark chapter 16, verse 15. I said 15, right? And it says, he said to them, go everywhere in the world and tell them the good news to everyone. I think that was the wrong word. Wrong one. Is that the right one? Nope, that wasn't the right one. It was Matthew chapter 5, verse 44-45. My bad. So let's go to Matthew, and that one's for the next one, so remember that one too. Says, but I tell you, love your enemy, pray for those who treat you badly, and if you do this, you will be children who are truly like your Father in heaven. He lets the sun rise for all people, whether they are good or bad. He sends rain to those who do right and those who do wrong. Right? I mean, pray for those who treat you badly. I mean, ain't that an extremely hard thing to do, though, right? Somebody make fun of you, or somebody say this, and you have to say, God, please help them. Right? It's extremely hard. I mean, I rarely do it. I really don't even do it, let's be real here. I mean, it's kind of hard, you know, to love your enemies, like he says, and it's hard to pray for them, too. But, you know, if I'm going to follow Jesus and if I want to stay in a relationship with him, he asked me to do this. And so I must pray for them. I must pray for everyone. And that's what Jesus did. And I must follow that code. So that's just a little tidbit on that. Let's continue on to the next one. And the next one is to tell other about God. Man, this is Jesus' life story. Just to tell other people about himself, right? Thing is about this with me is that I love telling people about God, right? When they bring it up, that's the only time. I really don't like bringing it up myself. I just don't like just going to somebody's face. You know about Jesus? You know, it just never been me. I don't never like it. And we're not really sure if people like that or not. But when people bring it up, I love talking about him. But, you know, I guess it comes some point in time where you just got to realize that, you know, if I want to talk about the one person I love the most, I'm just going to have to be made fun of or this or that. They just not have to hear it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Jesus did it all the time, right? And not many people liked him for doing it. He always go up, you know about Jesus, you know about God, you know about this, you know about my word. And not a lot of people liked it, but, you know, I'm going to have to start doing it to, like, follow him. And I love him for going out always. I mean, for the 3 years, right, 3 years for he going out to say his sermon and stuff like that, he went out and told people and got involved in their lives. And I should be doing the same thing. If I want to say I want to be like Jesus, I need to start, you know, I guess kind of evangelizing. I mean, and during the mission trip, I told Dave, I'm like, oh God, I hate door knocking. I can't stand it. Going up to somebody's door, hey, we got this thing going on by God, this and that. I never liked it. I never like doing it. I don't like when people do it to my house. I'm like, why are you coming to me, talking to me? I just never liked it. But, you know, it's important to do that, right? It's important to go out and spread the word of God, because just a little simple, me saying something to God is, it could change somebody's whole life. And Jesus knew that, and that's why he did it all the time for the 3 years. I mean, he got no telling how many people to believe in him for that. I mean, even to this day, let's be real here. So, yeah, I mean, that's just a little tidbit on that, too. And let's see. The last one that I want to talk about is to be humble. Let's just go ahead and just forget it. I don't have it. To be humble. Being humble is not, I've never been hard at being humble. I see other people, it's hard for them to be humble. I mean, you look at Isaiah and Maurice. They can't be humble to each other. But Jesus always showed humble, right? He was always humble. I mean, this guy was a god. I mean, I'm not really sure. Was he a demigod or was he a god? I mean, a demigod is a half man, half god, half man, right? Sorry, that's just my little thought. Anyways, I mean, he was a god. He could do anything he wanted to. I mean, if he wanted to do this or do that, he could do it. But yet he didn't. He always stayed, I guess, human. And it shows how much humility he actually had compared to us. I mean, you think, oh yeah, I got this talent, so I should like show it off and boast off about it. And God's like, I can do it 1,000 times better than you. I mean, I'm God. But yet he just stood there and said, you know, and loved us and stooped down to our level. I mean, God literally stooped down to our level of being humble, and I love him for it. And I mean, there's just, it's a lot more stuff about God and Jesus, that reason why I follow him and I love him. But, you know, I can't say, it's not enough words, I guess, to really describe him or to really, I guess, you know, really tell you about him. I mean, he's, like, not enough. But I decided to show you a video, because that's what I'm going to start doing, showing videos. And this one guy talks about him a little bit better than I could. So I'm going to show you.
It's like a 3-4 minute video. Okay. So is it? Did I just start it?
He is more than you could ever name. He's more than the eye could see. I don't deserve his love, but he's always been there for me. You see, Jesus met me when I was at my lowest. And if you don't know Jesus, know this. He is the greatest example of generosity this world of greed has ever seen. And when Jesus hit the scene, he changed the scenery and met diversity with serenity. If you're looking for peace, he offers plenty. Jesus was and Jesus will forever be king. And when the angels sing, they sing of the grace that was displayed for sinners like me. I can't explain him and I can't describe him. And if I could, he wouldn't be Jesus. Because you can't explain eternity and you can't comprehend the galaxies. But it was the loving hands of Jesus who spun them into existence and created man, knowing he would go to the cross to pay our sentence. There was a certificate of judgment with a period after the sentence. And we were sentenced to death long before he said it is finished. He is a father to the orphan, a shelter for the homeless, a hiding place for the abused, and an anchor for our storms. He stormed the gates of hell and came out on top, and the power of his gospel cannot be stopped. Even when the world tries, and they try a lot. He traded places with Barabbas and became the catalyst of missions across the world, covering every portion of the atlas. If you're in need of rest, I know of a mattress. If you don't know Jesus, your future is tragic. But he gladly embraced tragedy so we can live in his presence of majesty. His presence is presence. And it's his presence that presents preciousness to a world of peasants. He is far from pretentious. He still loves those who are. He is alive to the world and hung the stars. He brings the dead to life and delivers life to the dead. He took a crown of thorns on his head so we could put crowns at his feet. And I can't wait until I get to kiss his feet that were nailed to the cross for me and for you and for every person around the world. He loves the world and I love his word, because the word became flesh and in his flesh he demonstrated the word to the world. He is an example to every boy and every girl. He is a lover of black people. He is a lover of white people. He is a lover of the unchurched and the assembly under the steeple. He doesn't see the believers' failures, but still takes time to celebrate their faithfulness. It's the power of the Spirit that enables us and gives us boldness when the world labels us. And if you want to label me, please call me a Jesus freak. If that freaks you out, good. Because it's better to be good with God than to fight being misunderstood by a world that could never understand. So let it be understood that I don't worship man. We worship Jesus. And although he doesn't need us, he still sees us and pleads with us to run to the cross where he bled for us. His heart bleeds for us. His heart grieves for us. But still graciously grants us a pardon for our treason in a season where the world tries to explain away the work of the Spirit with human reasoning. There is a reason they can't. Because the Spirit is like the wind. The wind cannot be seen. Loved is the one who believes without seeing the unseen. I'm telling you today that Jesus is something. He's something more. He's something great. If you want to know him, you don't have to wait. He stands at the narrow path with the key to the gate, and you only have to reach out and embrace his grace. I don't care who's president. I have a king who is always present. I don't care who holds musical celebrity. The voice of the Lord will always be the sweetest melody. I don't care who owns the riches of the globe. My Jesus holds more wealth than one ruby on his robe. I don't care who is the strongest or the fastest. Nothing matches the creator of the universe and his immortal infinite status. I don't care about religious leaders who died and stayed dead. I'll only worship the one who conquered death and wears a crown on his head. His name is Jesus, and I'm telling you, he's something. He was faithful yesterday, and he is faithful today. I can feel his presence whenever I pray. And when the time comes for me to fade away, I remember the day I heard him say, my name is Jesus.
I mean, just from that video alone, this is the reason why we love Jesus so much. It's all that he's done for us. This man is amazing and perfect in every way. And we supposed to be like him? I mean, how can we be like him, and I think he knows that, but I don't know. Either way, I'm going to close out today by saying that if you want to know this man, this wonderful, perfect man, if you want to have a relationship with this person, then you would come up here today and be baptized in his name. So I think that's good for as we stand and sing.